And now to what may be a big and controversial breakthrough in science. The first babies in the world with edited genes were apparently born earlier this month. A Chinese researcher claims that he edited the genes of twin girls to prevent them from getting HIV, which the baby's father has. This kind of gene editing is banned in the U.S. and many other countries. Antonio Regalado is senior editor for biomedicine for the MIT Technology Review, which broke this story. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. So first of all, just tell us what we know about these babies, how their genes were edited.
Right. Well, what happened was really a kind of a feared but also anticipated undertaking, which is to use a technology called CRISPR. Mm-hmm. It's a form of gene editing or genetic engineering to alter the DNA of a human embryo in an IVF center. And what they did was they used CRISPR to basically disable or delete a gene. And people without that gene have natural resistance or immunity to HIV.
And this is something that's never been done before.
It has never been done. These are the first sort of genetically tailored babies.
And you can't do it in this country. It's not legal.
Well, in this country, you can alter the embryo. But if you wanted to take one of those embryos and try and establish a pregnancy, you would need the permission of the FDA. And in 2015, the Congress added a rider to a bill that basically prevents the FDA from ever accepting an application. So it is banned in the U.S.
So how did you hear about this, that this had happened and were able to break this story? And then the Associated Press followed shortly thereafter with their reporting on it.
Right. Well, about a month ago, I went to China because, of course, you know, people have been thinking for a while that the Chinese might do something like this. They were the first to edit embryos. You know, and a lot of people have been very suspicious of China, thinking that it has very weak rules, weak oversight, and really ambitious researchers who are ready to make a first. And so I kind of heard about this team, and eventually it just came down to a Google search. I discovered some documents that had been posted that described the trial to make the baby, and actually also had some data about measurements that had been made on these children while they were still in the womb.
And on the specifics of this edit, there are other ways to prevent HIV from being transferred from a parent who has it to the child besides editing genes, correct?
Right. That's actually not what's at issue here. It's not the risk to the baby of getting HIV from his
from
or her
parents.
Yeah. What's at issue is it would create lifelong resistance to HIV. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are other ways to avoid HIV, which are less mm-hmm. expensive, potentially easier.
And don't have these ethical concerns. So what are the worries about this kind of thing going on?
One worry is that it's unsafe. This tool, CRISPR, it can introduce sort of unwanted DNA mutations. So the risk to the baby, the risk to the whole sort of scientific enterprise is what happens if science creates someone who they've injured because, you know, there's some terrible mutation you didn't know about that causes cancer,
like
some other problem.
Like that gene might do something else besides make you resistant to HIV in the future.
That's another question. I mean, they've deleted a gene. It appears that people who don't have a working copy of that gene are just fine. Mm-hmm. However, you know, you don't really know. You can't really tell. And then the other concern is that this is going to be the famous slippery slope towards enhancement. We're going to protect a baby against HIV today, and then tomorrow we're going to improve their IQ, change their hair color, uh-huh. et cetera. So,
you think we're moving in that direction?
We're clearly moving in that direction. This particular use of the technology is right in the gray zone between medicine and enhancement.
Did the parents of these babies know what they were getting themselves into?
That's a great question. I don't think anybody has interviewed the parents or found the parents. They haven't stepped forward. There would certainly be huge questions about whether they knew what was really going on.
The inventor of CRISPR, the gene editing technique you've been talking about, is calling for a global moratorium on use in humans. What kind of reaction are you seeing to this news so far?
Right. Since yesterday, the reaction has been extremely negative. This experiment was carried out in secrecy. A lot of people don't think it was ethical, safe. They just don't think it was a good idea. And here we have Feng Zhang, a very important scientist at the Broad Institute, co-discoverer of CRISPR, who's finally stood up and said, you know, we really need to stop this until we know way more.
How would that happen? Who would put a stop to it?
Well, that's the whole problem. Right now in Hong Kong, today, there's an international human genome editing summit. Everybody who's anybody in this field has jetted into Hong Kong to debate this exact issue. Should we genetically engineer the human race? And that's the whole problem, is that the scientists can reach a kind of consensus, but they can't create rules that individual scientists in individual countries have to follow. And what's more, and I have to say this, the scientific leaders have opened the door to this technology. They have not stood up yet to say it should be banned. They have said we have to proceed carefully. That's the slippery slope.
That is Antonio Regalado, who is senior editor for biomedicine at the MIT Technology Review. We'll link you to more of his reporting on this at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here.
Well, what do you think about this gene editing advance? Exciting? Concerning? Weigh in at hereandnow.org.